it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Welcome back to the programme. Let's get to just a couple more comments while we have a second. It was, I think, Jer texted earlier asking how much a divorce should cost. Didn't get to ask that question, but you heard some of the advice in terms of places you can go to curtail the costs associated with a divorce. I hope that was of assistance to yourself. We talked about childcare earlier. A texter wondered why there's no fuss about the costs involved with sending children to college, the outlay for fees, rent, transport, etc. And some undergraduate courses are only about 20 hours per week. This issue has not been brought up in recent times. I don't understand why the courses couldn't be run off in full weeks and then perhaps condense a 4-year course so it could be completed in 3 years. The argument, I remember, because I would have done one of those courses with not a lot of hours in class a week, but the argument is you're still supposed to be doing the full-time work in terms of study and everything else, but it's certainly an interesting one regardless. And or Canby, we talked about it earlier on. Somebody wanted to know what was the cost of drug per patient. Don't want to be negative, but asking that question, it is considerable. It's at least a high 5-figure sum, if not a low 6-figure sum. I know initially that when Vertex were negotiating with government, there was talk of €159,000 per year per patient, but there were negotiations subsequent to that in which we can only presume a cheaper deal was worked out, but we don't and never actually got a formal answer on that one. And Derek and Shannon was in touch close to the top of the programme as well, Derek Clune. This was in relation to abortion and people waiting for Leo Varadkar's comments. And he says, the suggestion that people would look for moral guidance from the Taoiseach, whoever that might be at any given time, is totally absurd to him, he says. Well, fair enough. Thank you very much, Derek, for getting in touch this morning. As I've said before the break, I want to go now to the RDS in Dublin and to some of the students from Clare and in particular from Scoilbhira in Ennistymon who are at the BT Young Scientist Exhibition. This group are asking if there's maths in music. Let's find out now. We'll meet Niamh McMahon first of all. Niamh, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? And how are you enjoying?
I'm great, thanks.
Are you enjoying the exhibition so far?
I'm loving the experience, yeah, it's great.
I've never been, so paint me a picture. How much of a buzz and a hive of activity is it? How much crack are you having?
Oh, everyone's excited about the whole event, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your project then, Niamh.
Okay, well, our project is called Is the Math in the Music? And basically, it's about the link between math and music, and in particular, the Fibonacci numbers and the Bolzan ratio and music. So the Fibonacci numbers are a sequence of numbers starting from either 0 or 1, and each number in the sequence is the sum of the two numbers that came forth in the sequence.
Okay.
So it starts at 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, and then 34.
You're adding up the two digits before it
to
get to the next one, yes.
The numbers add up to the next number. And this is linked to the golden ratio because when you divide, say, 3 by 2, you get a number that is close to 1.618, which is the golden ratio. And as you go up along the Fibonacci numbers, you get a ratio that is closer to the golden ratio.
Okay, well, what has all this got to do with music?
Well, see, there's been a lot of correlation and links between Fibonacci numbers and the golden ratios in photography and art and nature, but there's also a link between these numbers and music. So basically, we're seeing in pop songs that these numbers are appearing in the music more frequently than other numbers.
Okay. And you mean in the actual melody and the actual music as opposed to in the lyrics, obviously?
Yeah. So what we did was we gave the melody, all the melody notes, numeric values by using the scales. So we used an 8-note harmonic scale and we used a chromatic scale to give all the notes numeric values. And then using these numeric values, we found out how many Fibonacci numbers and non-Fibonacci numbers were in each of the songs.
Right. Okay. And is maths influencing the music that we're hearing on the radio and in the charts?
Well, you can definitely see that there is a lot of Fibonacci numbers in the songs. We can't say for sure that this is why they're at the top of the charts, but we can definitely see that they're in the music.
Good stuff. I know you've got Lucy there with you as well, Niamh. I wish you all the best. Enjoy the couple of days and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All the very best. That's Niamh McMahon there. She's a student at school. We're in Enniskillen. One of three have taken part in the project. The others are Lara Mellett and also Lucy Noonan. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Lucy. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. And thanks very much for your time. Which one of you came up with the idea for this one? Because it's a very unusual project.
Well, I had seen a video on Fibonacci on YouTube and it just looked really cool. And then I was telling the girls about it. And then Neva's really good at the piano. So Neva's playing her piano and she noticed that the notes on the piano have actually the Fibonacci notes. The Fibonacci notes are 2, 3, 5 and 8.
Mm.
So there's 5 black keys on the piano. They're split into 2 and 3. And there's 8 white notes, and then altogether that's 13, and that's a Fibonacci number as well.
Okay, and that's in each scale, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what kind of got us on that track of thinking about that kind of thing.
And how common is it? You looked at, I think, 30 songs in total, and they were all, you know, pretty popular, you know,
well,
some of the biggest songs of the years.
Really common. Okay, like, do you want, like, kind of like statistics?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so, like, the amount of Fibonacci numbers in like the 8-note scale will be 62.5%. So that's like the amount you would expect if there's an equal amount of notes in each tune, like an equal amount of 1, 2, 3s. But in every tune, there seems to be between 71 to 79% of Fibonacci notes.
So they're more common than the numbers would suggest.
Yeah. And then in the chromatic scale, it's 41.67 is the average amount of Fibonacci notes you would expect. And it's actually 71-79% in that as well.
Okay. And do you know why that is? Is it just coincidence or is there something else going on?
Well, Fibonacci, that's what kind of what we were looking into. Like, Fibonacci is meant to appeal to the senses. So we actually don't know whether it's intentional or not, but it's definitely probably there because it appeals to the senses. Or else it's there due to this other thing called the perfect chord.
Okay.
Made up of Fibonacci numbers.
Fair enough. It's it sounds like you've done a lot of work, but it's been fun as well, I hope.
Yeah, sure. It's fun now anyway.
have you had any of the judges yet?
Yeah, 2 judges. They're really nice.
Good. I think you've got one more visit to come, so I don't know if that means the Simon Cowell equivalent is on his way yet, but it's a really enjoyable event.
Anyway.
It's an enjoyable event anyway, I hope.
Oh yeah, no, you meet so many people.
Okay, well enjoy it, and thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All the very best. Take care.
Bye
and best
now.
Luck to you guys. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much. That's Lucy Noonan there. Before that, you heard from Niamh McMahon and along with Lara Mellett, they're taking part in that project. They're all from Squilborough in Enniskillen, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it, but we all learned a little something anyway.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your city break. Depart hassle-free to Manchester, Edinburgh, London and more. Connecting you to the world. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.